the floodplain, and when it's a condo, like Jerry was alluding to, the condo association takes care of the outside. You're responsible for the inside.
Okay.
So the actual building itself, if you're in a condo, the exterior is part of your condo fee, is it not? If they have to put a roof on that huge building, do they only come to you for a piece of that, well, or is it part of your whole fee?
So, I mean, different places are going to be different. Mm-hmm. I don't know what yours is.
I mean, yeah. The point there, I guess, would be we're responsible from the skin in.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, most of the time. And you know, and I understand, you probably know this, we're a citizen board. We're just here. Mm-hmm. We can only do what we're allowed to do under statute. So my question is, really, you're right now, you are consistent with everybody else down there. Now, I don't know what the values, I guess I'm really, if we are here to try to make a decision on valuation, I mean, we need something in front of us to tell us what this might be worth. If it's not worth what the appraised value on here, which is $44.40, then you know, we need something to lower that. I mean, it may be a situation where you're already, your appraised value is less than, you may very well have dropped, the value of your condo may have dropped due to this flood, but I don't know that it's dropped to below what's on here.
Well, whatever it was, it's less now. So that's, I guess, the logic I'm approaching.
I understand, but the appraised value that the assessor has on it, what we are tasked with doing is, at least I perceive that one of our tasks, I mean, probably the state tax commission would say that we need to max out everybody. But,
probably.
But, you know, really what we're looking at is whether what the assessor has done or has as your appraised value, one, is it consistent with everybody else, which is, to make sure it's not discriminatory. And then two, is it at or below market value? And I'm not sure that it's above market. In other words, if she's got a value here that's above market value, we need some evidence of that so we can drop it. But I'm not sure I'm not sure that the value has gone down here below $44,000. That's my only concern.
The value of any property, this one or any other, is where you have to now disclose to a seller that it's been involved in a flood. That would automatically...
I agree with you, but I agree with you, but your property, I don't know that those are selling down there for under $44,000.
I don't know, because they're virtually all in rental.
So yeah, and I don't know either.
I haven't had one that I'm aware of that sold in the building.
When did the flood happen?
July 17th last year.
Okay, and no one in that whole complex has put one up for sale or sold one, nothing?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I haven't been able to live there this time either. But no, and we're not allowed to put a for sale sign out front. So if somebody's changed hands in the background from one renter or from one landlord to another, I wouldn't know it.
Yeah, and understand insurance claims happen on property all the time. I mean, there's varying times that they take to get fixed and things like that. We're trying to determine, is your property worth at least $44,000 in its present state with the fact the flood happened? Is it worth that? Do you have any data?
I guess
two listings, one for 165 and one for 145 or 148. They're in the same building.
What's your unit number?
Is there one along that row where it's flooded?
What's your unit number?
It's so, building 31.
Yeah, Mr. Ball, what's your unit number?
Six.
Six.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so number four.
I don't know if you can see anything from there.
She can see that, yeah. We've seen things that flood, but like
number
I said,
four closed in April.
It didn't affect the assessed value.
Four.
Well, it should. It would definitely affect
number
the
four
actual
sold
value.
For 160.
But they've got one two doors down from you that closed in April that's selling for 160. So, at least the value that's on these right at the moment is well below market value, it appears to me. And that's the concern that I have, because I can't. Anyway, that's my.
How much did the other one sell for?
She's got one on number four sold for 160.
160?
Sorry. Recently.
Well.
And we have, I want to tell you, we have had similar circumstances with some houses and some other things, but they were able to bring in some data that said that, you know, now what you got it at, what is the appraised value, I couldn't get that on the market, okay? And if you got some data that told me I can't get $44,000 on the market, then that's something certainly we can consider. But I don't think that I can, we got three members of the board up here, but I just don't know how we get down when they're selling for, it appears, almost four times the price that is on here. I don't know how we drop the value.
I guess I look at it from the perspective that when you have to disclose that it's been involved in a flood, that's automatically going to depreciate your value.
And if your value right now is up at the normal, say, market rate of 160, then I think that absolutely we would consider what you're, I mean, I could consider that what you're saying. But right now your appraised value is way low. Yes.
Again, we've not redone Branson yet.
You haven't redone Branson. Okay. So it sounds like to me that these condos have benefited from some very low taxes for quite a while. Does anybody have any other questions? Okay. Any motion on the floor?
I'd move to deny the claim on BOE 343.
For change of value?
For change of value.
Second.
Okay. Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Ball, we really appreciate you coming in, but I just don't know how we get down below. I do think that you're going to be able to sell that thing if you were to put it on the market today for well over, despite the disclosure. It would be well over what it's currently being appraised at. So that's, and you'll get a decision within a few days. If you think we're wrong, we're happy to, if you want to send it to the State Tax Commission to get another decision, then we'll follow that in the future, but I think right now that's kind of where we're at. All right, sir, thank you for coming in. I appreciate you owning in Taney County. You all, we were talking about the vineyards before, I believe.
Yes, BOE 24.
Is that 24 in it? Are we at a point where I can call, Lynn?
Actually, we're talking about the motel. That's what we ended on.
The two hotels.
The Serena.
Yeah.
Which was, that's not Owen Hospitality.
It's BOE 5 and 6 on page 4.
Serena Management, is that what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Boy, this thing is sensitive today.
Mine is too.
I think you got the volume turned up. There we are. Serena, do we?
That's the two motels. It's the ones under construction.
So they had a valuation at $1.9 million in 2021?
That's what
the old owners?
We discounted for COVID.
Okay, for COVID.
It increased in 2023.
Okay, yeah, and I think, but I mean, the two properties combined, what's on here now, I think they bought the properties together for 2.3, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think so.
But, you know, from the index increase, they would have gone up 5%.
Well, didn't we have a drop across the board?
For residential. Commercial went from 2.35 to 2.4. Residential went from 2.58 to 2.4. Because, again, it's been decades since we've had a chance to do all the commercial. And we're trying to make all of, because of nightly rentals, we need to make commercial and residential the exact same index, or you have inequality in the county.
And what do we do if it's inoperable? If it's inoperable, then what?
Inoperable?
If they can't function because of an ordinance.
Well, in this case, if he bought it and he's working on it, he's going to get an occupancy permit. If he doesn't have it anymore.
I was going to say, when they bought it, they knew they didn't have an occupancy permit, correct?
No, I think his argument was they didn't know.
He bought it as from Ganesh from Tahoe.
Right.
And I don't know what the circumstance was, but I'm assuming because he came before you for it for BOE also, and you did things for him, so it should have been because he sold it with furniture, fixtures, and all sorts of stuff. So, and so when Ganesh from Tahoe sold it, I don't believe he was counting any personal property on his business. He was saying it was down, and then now this new person bought it, and he put in substantial personal property too. He added to it. So that's on his personal property.
Okay,
so
what was the sales figure that they bought it for? Do we know?
$2,350,000. He stated that $50,000 was personal property, personal business property.
$2,350,000. So $2,300,000?
Yeah. Minus that furniture. That's what it comes to.
And what was the percent increase at 2.5?
2.4.
Okay, so 2,000,003 without the furniture. So the assessor did not do their financials. He sent something from a CPA. So this will be the choice of the BOE judges to interpret what you see.
You make that larger.
Have nothing.
Okay, so about $958,000 if you added it on to that. So it would be almost 20. If with that factor increase, it would be about 2.4, which would be less than what they have now, but it's not going to be nearly what they're asking. If they just bought it 2 years ago for 2.3, I understand the argument that it wasn't operating, but any thoughts from the board? I guess we should call them if we're going to talk about it.
Yeah, I think we need to let them explain.
But the income, I was going to ask again, this 2.5 factor, I don't know where they're getting that. Do you know?
They're adding these two together for the standard appraised value?
No, they're using a they're on their income approach here.
Yeah, they took their gross sales and multiplied it by 2.5.
They were using that that index, the company. What's the name of the company? I think it's on the top of that report.
Star.
Yeah, they were going by what Star had provided them for information.
What is Star again?
It's that report.
The revenue multiplier. Yeah, what's the rev?
Can you scroll up, Jennifer?